We talk a lot about Mary, but we never had the chance to hear about Joseph. My brother, can you believe that I've never heard a message about Joseph. I've never heard a comprehensive message about Joseph. Sometimes when we talk about Joseph, we talk about Joseph as, how do you call it? He was just the husband of Mary. When we talk about Mary, oh my God, I am not against Mary. Don't get me wrong. I am not against Mary. But I'm just here to encourage the men all over the world, that God has a plan for us, men. Joseph is one of those type of people that are always behind the scene, Jacob. They are always behind the scene, but their impact, it's unnoticed by people. It's not visible, but guess what? It is visible in the sight of God. His contribution is appreciated, recognized, and acknowledged. When I read about Joseph, I learned a lot. I see Joseph as a good husband. I see Joseph as a good father. A good husband and a good father. His treatment towards Mary was so profound. He played a good role in the life of Jesus. Let's see what the Bible has to say about Joseph. Joseph is not a pastor. Joseph is not a prophet. But there's one title I can give Joseph. Joseph is a man of God. The title, a man of God, is not just for pastors. The title, a man of God, is not just for prophets. The title, a man of God, can be for a father, an ordinary man who fears God. He is a man of God. When I see a good husband, when I see a good father, he fears God. He is a man of God. Not based on title. Based on because he fears God. So to all the Josephs out there, to all the good husbands out there, to all the good fathers out there, because you fear God, you are a man of God. Don't let nobody else tell you otherwise. See yourself as a man of God. You are a man of God. You might ask yourself, but brother, that's a title. It's only given to somebody who has a call upon your life. No. As long as you're a male person and you fear God, you are a man of God. I can say to a female person, if she fears God, she is a woman of God. Enough said. Look what it says in the book of Matthew chapter 1. Because of time, it says, I'm going to start reading from verse 16. We're going to look at Joseph as a good husband and a good father, and his contribution in the life of Jesus. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Verse 16 mentions Joseph. And Joseph played a significant role in the birth of Jesus. Jesus came from the lineage of Joseph. That's one important role that God had for Joseph. God looked at Joseph I know sometimes we don't see Jesus, we don't see Joseph as the father of Jesus. That's true. But he is the adopted father of Jesus, the caregiver of Jesus. And God had a plan for this man of God named Joseph, that he was going to be the offspring of Jesus. The Bible says, Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. And Mary was the mother of Jesus, who was called the Messiah. I'm going to jump to verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. The Bible said, he who finds a wife obtains favor from the Lord. Mary is a good woman. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. How do you handle a complex situation when you met a young woman and you guys are engaged? Out of the blue, she is pregnant. How do you deal? You see, men, fathers, husband, God has wired you and I to handle complex situation, to resolve complex matters in our family. This was a complex matter for Joseph. As fathers, as men, we shouldn't walk away from complex things in life, in our homes, in the life of our children. We should face them right on, because God has made us to face these issues in life. Look what it says, 19, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law. I'm reading from the NIV. Look at the description. This is God himself giving us description of who Joseph is. It says, Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law. He was a faithful man. He was a faithful man. What does it mean to be faithful? Faithful in your service to God. Faithfulness means commitment, dedication. You are committed to your family. You are committed to your children. You are committed to the well-being and the welfare of your family. You are committed to God. You are committed to the Word of God. You are faithful to the Word of God. Joseph was faithful to the law. Wow. He was faithful to the Word of God. He was faithful to the Word of God, because from the Word of God, he can obtain guidance. From the Word of God, he can obtain instruction. From the Word of God, he can obtain wisdom. This is a powerful description. He is faithful to the Word of God. Joseph, faithful to the Word of God. And yet, did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He was a man of honor. He was a man of decency. He was a man with compassion. Slow to get angry. Slow to get angry. If it was some of us, when we see a situation like this, get out of my house. Get out of my house. Go to that stupid man who gave you a child. Go to her. Go to him. That's sometimes how we talk, out of anger. You betray me. Pack up your bags and leave this house. Leave this house right now. Leave it. My brothers and sisters, you do the same thing. You get angry. But Joseph was calm. He was calm. Say, you know what? I don't understand the situation. I don't know. I know Mary very well. You see? Do you know her? Do you know your wife? Do you know your wife? Do you know her as a woman who is faithful? Do you know her as a virtuous woman? When things like this happen, would you immediately conclude on your wife? Would you immediately conclude on your child? When you hear things about your children, are you going to conclude, or do you know your child? Do you know your wife? Joseph, he said, "You know what? I'm confused. I don't know what to do. But because of this grace, what I'm going to do, I'm going to secretly, I'm going to privately try to resolve this issue between me and my engaged wife. Nobody else is going to know." Men, when you have an issue in the house, don't take it outside. Don't let people know about your issue. Resolve that issue between you and your wife and God. Resolve that issue between you and your spouse and God. Joseph was trying to resolve this issue between him and Mary. Some of us, we want to go out and just try to diminish the image of our spouse, telling people, "I don't even care about you," calling family members, "This is what my wife did. This is what my husband did." But what Joseph did, "Okay, Mary, you're pregnant. This is very hard to take. But what's going to happen? I'm not going to put you outside so that you can be stoned. No, I respect you. I still respect you." He did not want to expose her to public disgrace. Wow. Wow. He did not want to expose her to public disgrace. My brothers and sisters, if it was the Pharisees, hey, the religious leader, they took this woman that committed adultery. They brought this woman in the open in front of Jesus. But look what Jesus did. Jesus did not put her to shame. But religious people put this woman to shame. A man of God is not a religious person. A man of God or a woman of God, these are people who fear God. They fear God. But after he had considered this, again, this was just a contemplation. He was contemplating it. He was thinking about it. He was just thinking about it. Okay, you know what? Maybe I should divorce her. He was thinking about it. But look at the intervention. There's nothing wrong about thinking about a problem. How are you going to resolve this problem? Calculate. There's nothing wrong about that. But look at God's intervention. I like this. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, an angel. So while you and I as men, we are dealing with complex situations in life. At times we will try to figure it out by ourselves. But why can't we take it to God, who is the all-knowing God, who is the all-wise God? Talk to God first. And then talk to your wife. Ask her for input. Say, "Baby, what do you think? How can we resolve this issue?" An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, God came to clarify the confusion in the mind of David, of Joseph, concerning his wife, Mary. God came to confirm with Joseph. Look what it says. It said, "Joseph, son of David, wow, Joseph, you are the son of David. Do not be afraid. Wow. When God, sometimes when God appears to people, God would, the first thing that God would tell them, don't be afraid. Because we tend to be afraid in life. We all have fears. We tend to be afraid. Afraid of this decision, afraid of making that decision, afraid of this, afraid of that. We are all afraid. When you're unemployed, you're afraid. God, I'm unemployed. How am I going to take care of my family? I don't have a job. You are afraid. You're afraid. You're afraid. That's one thing that is killing men. They are afraid. They don't want to show it because of our pride. We are so afraid. But I'm just here to tell you this. Come to God. Come to God and expose yourself to God. Be you. Be you. When it comes to God, just be you. Be like David. David would tell God, God, I'm afraid. People are chasing me. They want to kill me. They want to hurt me. God, do something. But the Bible said David was a man after God's heart. He was a courageous man. Just because David was so expressive doesn't make him a weak man. David killed a Goliath, not even Saul, who was a macho man. Not even Saul, who was gallant. Saul could not kill Goliath. So being a strong man is not your muscles. It's because you fear God. You communicate to God. You take it to God. And God guides you along the way. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The first thing that the angel of the Lord did, resolved the matter. Said, hey, son of Joseph, Mary, you guys are meant for each other. God has put you guys together. Nothing is going to join you guys apart. It's resolved. Don't be afraid. Mary is a good woman. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. You're planning to get married to her? Don't be afraid. Don't just relax. It's okay. I'm going to explain to you why she's pregnant. I'm going to baffle you, but just relax. Just stay calm. And Joseph did that. He was calm. Because, you see now, after the angel of the Lord gave Joseph the assurance that, you know what? Don't worry. Just don't be afraid. Mary is a good woman. She's not what you think she is. No, she's not what you think she is. Care less what people are telling you about her. No, she's not who you think she is. Look what it says. Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Wow. Joseph now took a deep breath. Okay. Yes, okay. This was supernatural bath. Okay, no problem. She will give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. You see, the angel, he said, you know what? God has, he said, in this pregnancy, you are part of it. God has a plan for you in this. Oh God, that is why the enemy is fighting against marriages, is fighting against family. Because he cannot, it hates when families are together. He hates when husbands and wives are together. He hates that. Because when you guys are together, God has a plan for both of you. When God has a plan for the wife, the husband is part of it. When God has a plan for the husband, the wife is part of it. You are all part of it. He said, I'm going to give you the authority. I'm going to give you the right to name Jesus. Wow. He said, you have the right to name Jesus, Jesus. It wasn't Mary. It was Joseph that gave the name. Oh, God. Okay, if you look at Elizabeth and Zachariah, Zachariah was a priest. Mama, he was a priest. He was a religious leader. But when the angel of the Lord appeared to him, he had doubts. And the angels say, no, what? Because you don't believe me, you are going to be. Guess who took the naming right? The wife. When it was supposed to be the man. So, being a man of God is not based on your position in a religious organization. No. That is why I want to talk to you guys about a man named Joseph. He is a man of God. He has no title, but he is a man of God. We don't hear much about him. And he played a significant role in the life of Jesus. If it wasn't for Joseph, Jesus would have been killed at an early age. If it wasn't for Joseph, Jesus, baby Jesus, would have been killed. If it wasn't for Joseph, baby Jesus would have been killed. He said, Joseph, I want you to name this child Jesus. You have that right. You have that authority. He said, this child, he will save his people from their sins. The angel of the Lord explained this blessing. He explained this blessing to Joseph, not just to Mary. Not just to Mary. Sometimes when God is speaking to both you and your spouse, not just to one person. Because when God sees you guys, he sees you guys as one. The same revelation that the angel of the Lord gave Mary, the angel of the Lord is giving the same to Joseph. Unity. Unity. There's no contradiction. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said to the prophet. You see, the angel even went into depth to say, Sir Joseph, I know you know the Bible very well, but go to the Old Testament and you are, oh my God, he was trying to give Joseph evidence that Joseph, this is a miracle in the family. This, I don't know your last name, but this is a miracle in your, well, oh my God. This is a miracle in your household. And you are part of it. Joseph, you are part of it. Husbands, you're part of it. Fathers, you're part of it. Young men, young women, you're part of it. The virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. The other priest had doubts. This guy, Zachariah, spent time in the house of God. He doubted the revelation of God concerning John the Baptist. Whereas a man who's a carpenter, who's just a carpenter, because Joseph is not in church, we don't see him as a man of God. Because Joseph is a truck driver, we don't see him as a man of God. Because Joseph is a construction worker, we don't see him as a man of God. But do you know the type of life that man as a construction worker is living? Worshipping God while he's working? Because he doesn't come to church as a priest? We dismiss that he's not a man of God? If you look at Joseph and Zachariah, believe in me, God was very pleased how Joseph responded to that dilemma. Whereas a priest was in doubt. Important to Joseph in the life of Mary and Jesus. When the Lord spoke, he did according to the word of God. Mary, come, you're my wife. I believe, come. Sorry for the misunderstanding. Again, there will always be misunderstanding in a relationship. But you guys have to be humble enough to say, you know what? Let's put aside our differences. Let's put aside our pride. Baby, I'm sorry. I was just confused. Wife, say sorry to your husband. Life goes on. Don't keep grudges. Don't keep bitterness. Don't keep resentment. It's not going to help. It's not healthy. I'm not a relationship expert, eh? But I'm just sharing. I'm still young. Daddy, yeah. I'm not even married yet, you know? So, but look what it says. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son and gave him the name Jesus. Joseph did not even interfere. He respected the plan of God upon Mary. He respected the plan of God upon Mary. When they got married, then they consummate. Verse 2, chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea during the time of King Herod, my guy from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born? I'm just going to skip all this because my focus is on Joseph. I'm going to jump to verse 11. This is just when the report came to King Herod, and then he wanted to kill children and all that stuff. At verse 11, it says, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened, In verse 12, it says, and having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to the country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother. He is a protector. He is a protector. Some men would rather put our women in front for them to take the bullet. Even our children in front for them to take the bullet. And we at the back, safe and sound. Baby, go in front. But he said, get up. Get up, man. Get up. Take this child and his mother and escape to Egypt. It's your responsibility to protect your household. If Joseph did not get up, Mary and Jesus, their lives would have been endangered. Baby Jesus, there will be no salvation. You see how? But when you read the scriptures, we despise all these little verses. We think maybe because Joseph is just an ordinary man. But look, if it wasn't for Joseph, there would be no Jesus. In the actual sense, based on what we have read. These are silent influencers in the Bible. Silent influencers in the Bible. Stay there until I tell you again. He's faithful to the word of God. Faithful to the word of God. When God speaks, he acts. When God speaks, he acts. God. Look what it says. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. Wow. Wow. This is not a joke. Herod is looking to kill baby Jesus. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night. Oh my God. When? Not when it was convenient. Not when it was convenient. During the night. Not even afraid. Because why? The life of my child, the life of my wife, they are precious to me. I'm going to protect them. I'm going to leave the city. I'm going to go to Egypt. They left at night when it's dark. Well, you and I, we have street light. Man, we have street light. We have street light. But when it was at night, Joseph took his family. Where he stayed until the death of Herod. Wow. And so was fulfilled what the Lord has said through the prophet, out of Egypt I call my son. When Herod realized that he had been out, withered by the, that was just something else, but that's not my focus. Let's continue to read. Verse 19. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up again, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take this child's life or dead. So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled that was said through the prophet that he will be called a Nazarene. He applied wisdom in this case. Hey, man and wisdom. This is wisdom. This is wisdom. If you read it carefully, this is wisdom. The angel of the Lord just told him, get up, go to the land of Israel. But he wasn't specific. The angel of the Lord told him, get up, go to the land of Israel. But he wasn't specific. Men, husbands, fathers, wisdom. Wisdom. When it comes to making decisions, wisdom. How do you get wisdom? You get wisdom from the word of God. Yes, the angel told him, take your wife, you guys go to the land of Israel. But when he heard about somebody else, a king, he was afraid to go there. He was careful. He was acting with discernment. He was acting with prudence. He was acting with understanding and knowledge. You know what? The angel of the Lord told me I shouldn't go there. But I'm going to find another place to go so that we can be safe. So that my family can be safe. Wisdom. For the safety of his family. A protector, not afraid, courageous. A man who is faithful in the word of God. What I learned is that he trusts the word of God. Men, we have to trust the word of God more than we trust the words of our friends or other fellow men. We have to trust the word of God more than the voices out there trying to tell us how to be a man, to dress funny, to look funny. Joseph, trust the word of God. His life inspired me. I see a good father. I see a good husband. He taught Jesus how to be a carpenter. We don't really hear much of him. But at the early stage of the life of Jesus, Joseph was there. Joseph played his role in the life of his child. Fathers, we are responsible to play our role in the lives of our children. Joseph was a perfect example. He played a role in the life of Jesus, our Savior. Jesus had a father. God, the adoptive father, Joseph, taught him. I'm pretty sure he taught him the Torah as well. Because the Bible said he was faithful in the word. And if Jesus was fully human being at a younger age, he needs to be taught. I'm pretty sure Joseph taught him the word of God. So my brothers, fellow ministers, men of God, I'm going to close here. But I just pray that for you to see yourself as a man of God. We read in Psalms 1:11 that you and I, we are the marvelous works of God. Men, when God created you, he said, he is very good. Woman, when God created you, he said, you are very good. You are very good. You don't need a title to be a man of God. But if that husband fears God, would you respect him? Would you allow him to teach you the word of God? Would you ask him questions about God? Or would you rather go to your pastor? When there are issues in the house, your first call is, Pastor, I need your help. Or would you sit home and say, baby, how can we resolve this issue? Man, I pray that God will help us to go back and be men who fear Him. Like Joseph, faithful in the word. Protectors of our household. I know this is not, I'm not qualified to teach this about manhood. I'm not qualified because myself, I'm a man. I'm a man, you know. I'm learning all these attributes, you know. I'm a man of God. Thank you, mommy. Thank you, daddy. I'm a man of God, you know. But the life of Joseph really touched me. Because I don't have a father. I've always tried to look at, okay, God, what makes a man a father? What makes a man a husband? So I go through the scriptures and I learn and I look at the lives of people. I'm like, wow, this is how Joseph treated his wife. You know, this is what Joseph did. And I see God-fearing men in this church and I learn from them. You know, good attribute. They're not perfect, but I learn good attribute that God has given them. Some of them are hardworking. Some of them, they fear God. I learn. Because us fathers, husbands, the younger ones are looking up to you guys. We are looking up to you guys. Especially in the black community. We need that. The younger ones are looking up to the older ones. I want to see a replica of a good father. I want to see a replica of a good husband. We want to see that. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for your word. Thank you for showing us an example in your word about Joseph. Lord, at times we have fears. And we're not ashamed to say we have fears. At times we have anxiety. I know we don't want to show it because people might think that we're weak. But God, we want to be vulnerable to you. Teach us as men to be vulnerable to you. Because you're the Father to us. Lord, as you reveal yourself to Joseph, to clarify, to confirm your plan in his family, reveal to the men in this church, reveal to men all over the world your plan for your families. Lord, some men have lost their jobs, no clue how to go about protecting, how to go about providing. They are in a dilemma. Lord, we're asking for clarification. We're asking for your confirmation. You did it for Joseph, God, and you can also do it for us. You can do it for the husband. You can do it for that father. You can do it for that young man. You can do it for grandpa. God, help us to know who we are in you. Help us to know who we are in you, and we believe in your word. Just like Joseph believed in your word, oh God, we choose to believe in your word. Not the words of other men, not the words of society, but your word defines who we are. Your word defines who I am. Your word defines manhood. Your word defines fatherhood. We are defined according to your word, oh God. We want to fear you as men. We want to fear you, God. We want to worship you. Not ashamed to dance for you. Not ashamed to celebrate in your presence. Not ashamed to rejoice. We want to be free. Free to serve you, Jesus. Free to serve you, Jesus. Free to serve you, Jesus. Your disciples, God, some of them were men. And you trained them. You trained Peter. You trained Thomas. All of them had their own issues. But
But Jesus, you were with them. And you had a plan for each of them.
God, you have a plan for the men in this church. You have a plan for the men's ministry, oh God. You have a plan for all the men in this church. You have a plan for all the men in Africa, all the men in the world. We want to come back as men, Lord. We want to come back to your throne of worship. We want to come back to your throne of grace. We want to come back to your throne. God, we ask for wisdom. We ask for wisdom, compassion, faithfulness. We cannot do anything apart from you. Thank you for revealing to us. Help us to protect, to provide. Not when things are convenient, oh God. When things are not convenient, oh God, to sacrifice, to lay down our lives for our family. To lay down our lives for our children. To obey your commandment, Lord. Whenever complex issues come, Lord, help us to consult you first. And you'll resolve those complex issues for us. We want to say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen.